I'd like to welcome someone that I've known for a long time and yet another leader in Malaysia that I greatly respect. I've got to say her style of leadership is extremely mysterious to me because she's one of the most human leaders and a very compassionate leader and always with good humour. And so I'd like to welcome you, Elizabeth Lee, CEO of Sunway Education Group. And I've got to say I feel very honoured that you can join in sharing your experience with other leaders. So thank you. I'd like to welcome you.
Thank you, George. I mean, that's really kind of you to describe me that way. Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Yep, it's fantastic. I know you've been really busy over the last few days, and this is the backstory of being a leader. So, you know, you've got limited time. So I'll just go straight into the questions, Elizabeth. You know, so first of all, you know, Sunway Education Group, that's Sunway University, Sunway College. It's a big organization.
Yeah, we have the schools as well, yes. Sunway International Schools, and we even have a cooking school, Le Cordon Bleu. So it's quite huge, yeah. About 16 organizations, yep.
And so that's a lot of staff, a lot of students, yeah. So very briefly, what impact has COVID had on Sunway Education Group?
Oh, wow. Where do I start? Since January, I would say, when COVID-19 first hit the world, it had us hitting the ground running. While we haven't been exactly scrambling for cures and vaccines in our case, I will actually sum it up as crisis management by the day. Every day, some new challenge will be flung at us as we strive to learn, manage, and plan for something so new and unknown as this novel coronavirus. And actually, everything became an emergency as we rushed against time to calm the growing panic in the community. And we actually held our first crisis management meeting as way back as on the 28th of January. I remember it specifically because I had to immediately return to the office after the Chinese New Year weekend, even though I was still on leave. And I even had a garden party for my international students that night. But, you know, it was so pressing and we had to come back. And we issued our very first of our series of COVID-19 advisories as they became known as the very next day. I suppose the idea is to allay fears and to mitigate any risk of the virus coming onto our campus and infecting any of our students and, of course, our staff. So COVID-19 immediately accelerated, I suppose, the number of ways in which we choose to deliver our learning experience, as they say, as there were actually genuine fears among the students and their parents, I must add, about returning after the Chinese New Year break to study, even way back then. I mean, all those news about China in at that time, I remember canceling Chinese New Year was pretty drastic. We also had to think about those students who were actually returning or coming in from the then affected countries like China itself. And we took the step to welcome them back, actually. And if they weren't from Wuhan, I always felt, why not? Because if Hong Kong students could come, why not Shenzhen, right? China is so big. But then we made sure we quarantined them. And I must be proud to say now and relieved at the same time that the 100 or so students that we quarantined throughout till the MCO were all healthy throughout the 14 days that they were quarantined. And of course, they have assimilated into the community and into the normal classes by now.
Wow. That is unbelievably, you know, just at a personal level, you know, this might have affected the number of hours of sleep that you have every night, I would imagine. Yeah.
Yes. I have had to change my circadian cycle, as you call it. And to ensure that sometimes I seem to keep U.S. time, you know, but, you know, that's the way it is. When things are pressing, you just have to keep going.